Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
With so many ways to communicate with your child when they are not around you, you may be wondering how and how often to keep in touch. When is too much? When is enough? What are your rights as a parent to keep track of where your children are and call them every 5 seconds to see where they are? And what are some really great ways? We have some really neat tips today. My guest is Dr. Corey Cross. She's a fan favorite and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So keeping in touch, let's just start with what is acceptable as parents. How are we? Are we allowed to have our children call us every hour, every 2 hours? I mean, what's acceptable?
I think it depends on the family. I would say every hour is probably excessive no matter what family you're in. I also think it depends on who you're leaving your children with. I think if you're leaving your children with your spouse, you can sort of hang back a little bit and let them have a little bit of that free time with the children. Maybe if, you know, you're the mother who's going away on a business trip and usually you're the primary caregiver, you may want to call in to make sure that they got to their play dates and this and that. But, you know, you should feel comfortable leaving the person in charge and letting the kids have that experience with somebody other than who is their primary caregiver. At the same time, you know, you shouldn't feel that you can't call in. And, you know, if it's somebody that you're not as trusting, you may want to check in. Or if you're leaving your kids by themselves, then I think that gives you a little bit more leeway. Make sure that, you know, your teenagers are where you think they are.
So with cell phones and all of these different ways to communicate, we start from a place of trust. We don't stick a GPS on our kids, you know, knowing they're teenagers and they're out at the square with their friends or they're doing something. But, you know, we want to know where they are when they're not at home. So how often are you allowed to, you know, say, are you at a party? You know, I hear other kids around and stuff like that.
I mean, I think that you want to be able to trust your kids and you want to be able to know where they are. I think having times when they know that they're going to have to call in and check is probably the right way to go. Like, I'd like to talk to you at mealtime if I'm not there, or I want to talk to you before you go to bed, and, you know, you should be home when we have this conversation. Those sorts of things, I think, are good for the teenagers. I also think they're good for the little kids. Like, if you're going to be going away on a business trip and you say you're going to call, don't make promises you can't keep. If you say you're going to call at bedtime, then really try to call at bedtime. If you're not sure you're going to be able to call at bedtime, say, I'm going to try to call you sometime this evening. Because kids, they're very literal, and, you know, that can be really hard. It's hard enough when somebody they love is away. It's even harder when they're expecting a phone call they don't get. So things like that are important to think about. For the older kids, I mean, yeah, of course you can track their phone. I mean, my husband and I both have my Find a Phone app, you know, just in case we lose it. But, you know, it does come in handy if we're not sure where the other person is at times. So, you know, but I think you need to let your teenager know that they have the Find a Phone app. And then maybe they're just a little more conscious of not lying because they know
really?
That you would be able to know.
We have,
you know,
to let them know you've got that. You can't just kind of keep that as personal. Now, Dr. Cross, you mentioned that you've got a lot of great tips for keeping in touch and that there's so many new devices and apps out there. Let's talk about some of those.
There are some really fun stuff. I mean, so of course there's the Skype and the FaceTime, and, you know, you can plan to, you know, read a picture book to your little one if you want to on a video call, but there's so many more things out there nowadays that's just a lot of fun. I mean, first of all, think about it. If the time change is an issue, you can, instead of, you know, trying to call when they're asleep or when you're asleep, you can now send little videos to their phone that just says, like, hi, I just wanted to wish you good morning, you know, and they can play it when they get up. And that's, you know, that 30-second video takes no time at all really to make or to send. And, you know, those types of things are really great. But there's other things that you can do for grandparents or if you're away, to, like, play Scrabble with your kid online. There are apps where you guys can do the same puzzle, so you're actually working at the same time. There's all sorts of the video games that we talk about, children playing with, you know, strangers down the block and they're interacting. They can play with, you know, a father who's away on a business trip or an uncle who happens to live in Florida and they live in New York. So there's all sorts of ways to use this new technology to actually play in real time with somebody who's not in the same room with you, which is really just a lot of fun. I mean, there's puzzles and, you know, drawings that you can do, and it's a really great way to stay in touch because you're interacting with each other.
I think that's great, and I mentioned to you that my daughter and sister do that to, you know, together, and so it is a way to stay in touch and stay in contact. Now, you mentioned, Dr. Cross, Skype, FaceTime. You know, if we were to say to our kids, you know, I'd like you to give me a little FaceTime at 10 o'clock, even if you're at this party, because I want to see that you're not drinking, or I want to see, you know, is that acceptable, or is that not really fair? Because what a great way to see if our kids are, instead of smelling their breath when they come home, you just get a good look at them while they're out at the party.
No, I think, and I mean, I think if you're away on a business trip and you say, I'm going to call you at 10 o'clock, you know, you have a choice. You can either be home so we can chat, but if you're going to be at the party, I'm okay with you being at the party. I just want you to FaceTime with me because you can say, I would like to see you before I go to bed. Do you know what I mean? Then it doesn't sound so horrible. And if you're giving them the choice, they can either leave the party and be home where you know they're safe or bother to FaceTime with you. I think that that sounds better than saying, you know, I want to check to see that you're totally sober and I don't see any, like, you know, craziness in the background. I think that that gives them a little bit more sense of trust, but also accomplishes the same goal.
I think that that's, I mean, I don't know if that's going to turn us into really bad helicopter parents. Is it going to make it so that our kids are maybe even just a little bit safer? You know, hey, walk me around the party. Show me that there's no alcohol there. Or show, I know, I don't want to be that parent, but I know that I'm going to be. You know, I can already tell. And with that technology, it makes it so nice. So communicating with our kids using some of these fun apps, even the Find a Phone app if we have to, you know, give us some other tips for communicating with our kids when we're not around them.
Some old-fashioned stuff you can do. I mean, like, I love getting postcards, and I think kids like that too. If you're away and, you know, that first day you can send a postcard that they might get before you come back, I mean, that's a lot of fun to see pictures of where they are. I think that it's really neat when, before you go away, maybe you leave a couple of little, you know, take a stack of Post-its and leave some hidden messages maybe in their, you know, PJ drawer or on their toothbrush or under their pillow so they find it while you're gone. I mean, that's always a lot of fun. And sometimes, you know, they start this almost like scavenger hunt, like, I know Mom always leaves me 5 notes. Where are they? So those are fun. And, you know, now that there's like Amazon and you can have everything delivered in 2 days, I mean, you can go away and plan on having like a new book delivered to them. And it costs very little, you know, to have a book, you know, delivered, and they can get a book or an arts and crafts or something that just makes you think that you're thinking of them, and you can actually have it planned before you leave. So things like that, like just the old-fashioned letters that you can mail even the day before you leave so that they get something in the mail that says, I was thinking of you. Sure, you wrote it 2 days before while you were still with them, but they get it while you're gone, and they know that you thought of them. And so I think that those sorts of things really go a long way, and they're not the technologically savvy things, but they do sort of still feel very close to a kid's heart.
I think so, and I love those suggestions of, you know, a little scavenger hunt for the notes that I'm leaving you. And, you know, there's still the good old-fashioned call on the telephone and say, here's where I am, or here's how I'm doing. I know with kids going away to camp, too, Dr. Cross, they're not necessarily allowed to contact with phone, or maybe once a week they're allowed to use email or do something like that with our parents. So wrap it up for us in just the last minute about communicating with your kids in this age of technology when you are not with them, when they are not home, wherever you all happen to be.
Yeah, I think the point is to really just make sure that you're still making that connection, whether it's the old-fashioned way with actual messages and written, you know, written little, like, notes, or whether it's the, you know, new technologically way with the technological way with the videos and FaceTiming and that sort of thing. Either way, you just want to make sure with integrated games that you're really spending the time to make sure that person who's not right in front of you knows how much they're still loved. And then when we're talking about teenagers, yes, as a parent, you have a right to know where they are and to make sure you're raising good, healthy kids. And that's the point of parenting. And sometimes, you know, it is a fine line. But I think if you're upfront with what you expect and also how you plan on checking on it, it doesn't seem so helicoptery. At the same time, we're all kids once, and, you know, kids lie and kids try to push the envelope, and they're all going to do something wrong every once in a while. And so understanding that as a parent is really important, too.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cross. As always, you are such a great guest. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.